All right, as we like to do each weekend, there's so many good baseball books that come out. And I was talking to someone yesterday about a baseball book and how you get interested in a certain topic, because a lot of it is a labor of love. And we're lucky enough to have John Springer with us. And John has written a book, and he's written many books before, and he's worked on the Mets website before. This one is called Once Upon a Team. And it's the epic rise and historic fall of baseball's Wilmington Quick Steps. And, John, it's nice to have you on the show. I think I was enthralled by the title before I even looked into the book. How are you?
I'm great, Marty. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, very good. Tell us about Once Upon a Team and this labor of love and how you came upon this one.
Sure. Well, the story is the story of the 1884 Wilmington Quick Steps, which was a minor league club out of Wilmington, Delaware, which played dominated their league. They played better than 800 ball that season. As a result of a bankruptcy of a union association team in Philadelphia, the Quick Steps were abruptly promoted into the big leagues all at once. So the team
was this during the season?
All at the same time.
Was this during
the season?
Holy cow. All right. So we get the setting right here. The Quick Steps are beating everybody. The Union Association, which was one of the leagues at that time, was the American Association, the old Beer and Whiskey League, the National League, and then we had the Union Association, and all of a sudden they got a team bankrupt, and they're going to the minor leagues to get a new team. How about this?
Yeah, it'd be something like, you know, if the Mets went out of business and they promoted the, you know, Brooklyn Cyclones to take their place, right?
I would like that.
Come on,
I'm an Ebbets Field guy. I would like that.
Yeah, well, that'd be fun. But it's going to be tough on the minor league team, correct?
Yes.
These are guys who don't necessarily belong in the league they're playing in. And what the Quick Steps discover is that making that step was a little bit harder than they had anticipated.
So what happened? Because now they're in. And tell us about the Union Association and life in general in those days in baseball, how something like this could happen.
Yeah, well, the Union Association was a special case. This was a major league that was created that season by a gentleman named Henry Lucas out of St. Louis. Mr. Lucas wanted to have his own National League team, and when he was shut out, he said, all right, well, I'll have a team. I'll get another seven teams, and we'll make a league. And that's basically what the Union Association was. He was able to get players for his league by coming at the contracts a little bit friendlier than the National League and the American Association has. Specifically, they didn't have the reserve clause as part of the standard player contract. And that led to a lot of infighting between the leagues. And by the time the Quick Steps situation took place, they were in a full-blown player war where the Union Association teams were stealing players from the weaker National League teams, and National League teams are doing the same back. And that's sort of what the Quick Steps found themselves caught up in as well.
Wow. So what happened? Here they are. They're promoted up into the big leagues. What happened?
What happened? A couple of players got picked off by the Baltimore Orioles, including their best hitter, Oyster Burns, probably their second best hitter, a man named Dennis Casey. So they were kind of shorthanded from the start. And then as a result of a couple of on-field calamities, they wound up going in just two of the 18 games they played for a 111 winning percentage. So that is the worst winning percentage of any team that ever played in the majors.
Wow. All
and,
right.
Yeah.
Oyster. Was it Oyster Barnes? Is that what it was?
Oyster Burns.
Burns.
Yeah.
Now that's
terrific.
A name. Come on. That's a name.
Yeah. a great name. The 19th century was filled with great nicknames. I wish that Oyster Burns was the best, but there was a Icebox Chamberlain at the time. There was, you know, all kinds of great names then. But Oyster Burns was a terrific power hitter, one of the great power hitters of the late 19th century. He wound up later in his career leading the National League in home runs and RBI in 1890 with Brooklyn.
So John Springer is with us. It's a fun read. It really is, because it really takes you through that period of American history as well, which I enjoy. Once Upon a Team is called, and John Springer is the author of it. So, John, what got you interested in this story? Because this is one of the more unusual elevations of a minor league team into the what was known as the big leagues in that day.
Yeah, it really is an unusual story. Yeah, just for quick background, I lived in Wilmington for a couple of years back in the 1990s, and the city at that time was in this struggle to establish their own pro minor league team. There had not been pro baseball in Wilmington for almost 50 years at that time, in the early 90s. Kind of fast forward several years later when I realized that there was a very active baseball scene in the city in the 19th century, I just kind of felt like there's got to be a story here, and certainly there was. Again, the Quick Steps were a fascinating team that season, a terrific team that was well managed, had great talent, played very well, fulfilled its dream, so to speak, if you think of minor leaguers sort of aspiring to get to the big leagues, and then to have it fall apart on them so abruptly and completely. It's a quite unusual story.
So the worst winning percentage in the history of Major League Baseball, is that correct?
Yeah, there's some caveats to that because they didn't play a whole season. Among the other problems they have are financial issues that wind up, they kind of get cut off by their benefactors before they can complete the season. There's also some argument as to whether the union association should really be considered a major league, although it is in the baseball encyclopedias and everything else.
Well, and life, John Springer with us, it's Once Upon a Team. If you went to a game, it's not a family friendly game. Let's put it that way. It's not like today where, if you went to Shea Stadium and you put up a sign, they'd make you take it down. They wouldn't let they wouldn't let you march around in between games of a doubleheader with the sheets with the slogans on it. But what was it like back then?
I mean, for the Wilmington team in particular, they had an issue where they were, they intended to draw like ladies and better people to the game, but really the gamblers and sort of the roughs of the city were the baseball fans that they were able to attract. One reason for that was that the team's principal owner was also the king of the city's underworld at the time and ran various craps halls and keno parlors and that kind of stuff. And so I think that crowd sort of followed him. So, it was a rough time. The fans would get on the umpires, in a way that, was a little bit more intimate, I guess, than you could do in a big league stadium today.
Yeah.
But they saw it was baseball, it was the same game they play today.
Did you have fun doing this?
It was great. Yeah. The thing that really knocked me out about researching it was how great the writers were at that time. And it was almost every city that had a baseball team had baseball writers who were just as good as the players they were covering, and reading them was a treat, whether I ended up writing the book or not. And it's almost sort of inspired me to try to, tell a story as well as some of these 19th century writers did about baseball, because these guys never even got bylines in the paper, but turned out terrific copy day after day.
Well, very well done. I liked it. It's one of the books I like where you can pick up any part of it and get the flavor of what's going on once you kind of know about it. John, any of the usual outlets, anything special about getting the book?
I think it's at the usual outlets. Maybe some bookstores. It's on your online bookstores. You can probably get it directly from me if you like. I've got a website at springer66.net.
Perfect. Very good. And we have the Book Tree in Montclair. David up there is our guy. He has the best selection of baseball books in the Bay Area. And I'm going to recommend this one to him and let him stock it up there, because I think fans would have a fun read with him to figure out what baseball was like way back when. It's a fun read. Hey, I appreciate you being on.
Thank you very much, Mark. It's my pleasure.
And what about those Mets?
They're having a hard time. I heard you say the Giants were having a great June. The Mets have had the worst June they've ever had in their history.
Didn't they have a player, Cespedes, at one time?
I don't know what happened to that guy. Yeah, he used to be there.
Yeah.
He's vanished.
Yeah.
They couldn't even find him for a rehab assignment.
No, they wouldn't even bring him down to Miami to see anybody. They didn't want to have him down there. Boy, what a story. And I'm sorry about Sandy Alderson, of course. having some medical issues as well. We know Sandy from being out here. But, hey, John, appreciate having you on. You're a welcome guest anytime.
Thanks so much, Marty. Appreciate it.
Okay, very good. John Springer, Once Upon a Team. And, again, it's an easy read of the Wilmington Quick Steps. I have never heard of them in my life until I picked this book up.